Okay, it's going to be a really geeky boo, and it's not going to be part of February, but I want to talk about microphones for a few minutes, so hence it being a geeky boo. You see on YouTube and online radio stations where people always go about how expensive their mic is, what all features it's got on it, how it can do this, that, other and which, and it's the best thing that you can get since sliced bread. Now, I don't buy into all of this. I don't buy into it for two reasons. One, because I already have a microphone. Two, because I think those microphones that they're on about are so overrated and so not worth the point, not worth the money you pay for them. I mean, me here, I'm running the cheapest low-end microphone that you can possibly find on the market ever. I mean, it probably cost me about 20 quid about 5 years ago, and it's still running pretty good, and it's still as good as it ever has been. And I think this is the point, is that people always go for condenser microphones, and they expect massively great quality from them, and they expect them to be the best thing since sliced bread. And quite honestly, half the time, they're not. I mean, I have used condenser mics in the past, and yes, they sound okay, but I don't believe that they sound any better than the one I'm currently using now, which, as I say, £20, it works fine for what I want it to do. Okay, it probably hasn't got quite the range that a nice big condenser mic has got, but I'm not singing into it. I am simply using it as a microphone. It hears everything I need it to hear. It gives me great volume in my voice. And running it through the mix that I can change how my voice sort of sounds. So in reality, actually, my voice is a little bit higher than this microphone hears it as. But that's fine, because I like my voice to sound a little bit lower. So that's it. I don't buy into all of this. Oh, you've got to spend over £200 on a good microphone. No, you don't. You spend 20 quid on this one. And then, of course, the microphone that you buy depends on what you want it to do. I mean, for simply podcasting, or as I'm doing now, booing or doing radio shows, this mic does it fine. And this is probably about the same standard as you'd find in any radio studio anywhere within the BBC or commercial radio, because it does all it needs it to do. Obviously, if you're going to go start singing into it, or you're going to use it for recording the audio for video, you want it to be a little bit more expensive and you want it to be a little more higher quality, then you want to get a nice big Rode mic and it has a huge bit on it. But I'm just talking into it, and that's fine by me. And as long as you watch your position on it, you don't get too close like this, or you don't get too far away so you can't be heard, it's absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. Anyway, that's your boo. Second boo for actually today, but this one isn't counting towards February. This is a geeky boo, so don't listen to this you've already listened to it, haven't you? Oh, damn, I should say that at the start. But there we go. I hope you enjoy it, and we'll be back on February tomorrow, when I will see you then.